You're listening to Path to Adland with Ali Osmer. Learn about careers in advertising and get advice from industry professionals.
Hi, it's Ali Osmer with Path to Adland, and I'm coming to you from East Lansing, Michigan, United States. I want to say that I think podcasting is just amazing because I put my podcast up in November and immediately started kind of tracking where people are listening from, and I'm just amazed that people from all over the world have actually listened to this podcast. I just kind of threw it up as an experiment, and I'm just amazed that so many people actually listen from so many different places. And on the other side of things, it's really, really a great resource for me to just learn a lot by tapping into other people's podcasts. Like I've said before, I listen to Joseph Jaffe, Across the Sound, now Joel Balestrino, Mr. SEO, and just the list goes on and on. I'm becoming this podcast junkie where I've got new podcasts tapped into my iPod every single day. I don't even listen to music that much anymore, which is probably bad, but I'm learning a lot, so that's good. So the interview today is another one from the Advertising Women of New York Conference, ANI, and his name is Michael Falcicchio. He works for Klein, Davis & Mann, which the website is kleindavis.com. I don't know where the man went on that one. And they basically claim themselves to be in the marketplace as a premier creator of world-class healthcare brands, as they say on the homepage of their website. And Michael Falcicchio works as a project manager, so I kind of wanted to know a little bit more after going back and listening again to what he had said in the interview. I wanted to know a little bit more about what that is. What is a project manager? Because it's not something I ever really looked into. So there's this really cool tool that is on a website called TalentZoo, talentzoo.com, and you go there and then you go to Career Tools and then Salary Monitor. So once you're at that, you can totally sort it out and go, say, select your industry, advertising, broadcasting, marketing, public relations, publishing. And then you select your discipline, which might be creative, interactive, management, media, new business, traffic, administrative, etc. And then from there you can pick just tons and tons of different actual careers. And then you can even pick the city that you would be interested in working in. And then what it does is it breaks it down and it kind of gives you a low, median, and high salary breakdown for that. And for project manager, first it gives a little description. It says, project manager provides leadership and continual direction to multiple teams to ensure successful implementation of one or more projects or programs. Also creates reports for management, typically takes 5 to 8 years of experience. Experience in what? I'm not really sure. The interesting thing I thought here, after kind of looking at a lot of different salaries for a lot of different jobs in advertising, this one's really on the high end. The low in project management makes over $100,000, median $120,000, and then high $135,000, which is not bad. I don't know. I've never lived in New York, so I don't know how far it goes in New York, but it doesn't seem bad to me compared to what I make now as a college student, but let's not go there. Okay, so let's listen now to Michael Falcicchio's interview from the Advertising Women of New York Conference. Okay, I'm here with Michael Falcicchio with Klein, Davis & Mann. Can you tell me a little bit about what you do?
I am a project manager. Basically, I oversee projects that move throughout the agency I work for and make sure that they are done correctly from start to finish. So I'm a whip cracker.
Now, do you still get to kind of do some creative things in that role?
I create timelines and deadlines, but beyond that, no, I don't actually have any kind of, I don't do any kind of creative work, no.
Okay. And how did you get into this role then?
I majored in pharmaceutical marketing at St. Joseph's University in Philadelphia, so it was something I was definitely interested in, the pharmaceutical industry. We are a pharmaceutical advertising agency. I wanted to be in sales, but it was a little bit too confined and restricted, and I needed something a little bit more laid back where I could actually be myself, and I found that in advertising. So.
And as far as coming to New York City, did you always know that that's where you wanted to be?
I think the most opportunities are in New York for any kind of field you're in. It's my moment.
Did you have some spotlight. Advice you wanted to
He's
add as well?
He's got nothing. Okay. He's got nothing for you, ladies and gentlemen. He works for me.
I know.
Yeah. But yeah, I actually grew up in New Jersey, so I'm not far from home.
So it wasn't a hard transition.
It wasn't a hard transition. It's not like moving from Michigan to New York. But yeah, there's so many opportunities. So even if you came out here for work and decided, you know, against it, there are so many other opportunities and places you could go. So there's something for everyone.
Do you think the fact, a lot of people, being from the Midwest, a lot of people have told me I should go to Chicago because it's less expensive, a little less scary. Right. Do you think that the amount of opportunities offset that, though, being in New York?
I mean, if you want the finer things, you have to go out and get things. I mean, you have to be a go-getter. You can't be constrained by fears and things like that. It's not that bad. I mean, you can't always believe the hype, as I say. But yeah, I mean, where were we? I'm sorry. My mind's all over the place.
Coming to New York.
Sorry.
Going to New York versus maybe a smaller market.
I don't have any kind of opinion. I didn't have those fears, so I really can't speak to them.
But from here,
I'm from here, yeah, so it's a little difficult for me.
Challenges of your job?
You could say it in the microphone.
You seem so, like, you know, it's just something, like, just easygoing for you. And
I mean, it's not a secret. Advertising in general is kind of a stressful industry, and you're going to face that. I don't know. I mean, I'm myself, you know, and I... What was your question?
What's the most challenging aspect of your job?
I mean, I think just managing your time. I mean, basically, you're working against deadlines. And so you really have to be able to kind of prioritize not only for yourself but for other people and, you know, work with different personalities. It's probably the hardest thing is being able to understand your own work habits and the work habits of others and kind of finding a compromise.
So, very true. Yeah. So on the flip side of that, what are some of the rewards of working in your job?
In my job, very little. No, I get paid well.
A man who obviously loves his job.
No. There are rewards. I mean, it's great. Like, we work primarily in the healthcare industry. So just to know that your work is actually helping people, you're not just in it to make money. Like, the message that you're getting across to people helps them. Like, you're not saving lives, but in a way, you kind of are, because you're getting the message out about drugs that people need in order to survive. So, I mean, it is rewarding. And when you work on a project and you see it on a huge billboard, or you turn on the TV and you see the commercial, I mean, it's a feeling you can't really explain. You know what I mean? It's cool.
So, in closing, do you have any advice for graduates just starting out in the field?
Just starting out, I mean, be yourself. Don't get overwhelmed. Take it day by day. It's tough at first. I mean, the hardest part is getting the job. I mean, you get your foot in the door, but then you have to actually walk in, close the door, and sit down and make yourself at home. And you can't, if you're not happy, get happy. Find the right path. Yeah, that's about it. Stay in school. Go.
Thanks for the advice. You've probably noticed that I ask a lot of questions about moving to New York, especially from far away and smaller towns. And that's because that's what I want to do. So hopefully that advice helps you a little bit too, even if it's not directly associated. Maybe you're not interested in New York specifically, but just making a move from a smaller town to a bigger city or just far away. So that's it for Path to Adland, Episode 3. If you want to send me a comment, you can either send an audio comment or a written email to pathtoadland@podomatic.com. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great new year, and I'll see you back here again next time.